Zvachim, Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Hei. Hamakriv Kadoshim Vemurem Bachutz Chayiv. Takes a shtickle Bosa Kachim. We're talking about Bosa Kachim that's not royal le Hakrova. One of the Chalokim of Korban, that's Nechal Abaylim, Nechal Akoyanim. Since it's together with the Emurim, Samele is Chayiv. He's not Chayiv Alts the Bosa, it's not royal Hakrova. The chiyuv of halo bachutz is only at kama that it's roi lakrova. In this case, it's only the emurim. Mincha shalai nikmetzo v'kriva bachutz potter. Because before the kmitzo, the mincha b'chlal is not roi lakrova. Kmotzo. So after the kmitzo, it is roi lakrova. What's roi lakrova? Not the mincha b'chlal, the kmitzo specifically. The whole thing was hukrav bachutz. The din is chayiv. Again, it's like kochim with emurim that are attached. So it's chayiv, even though it's a chelik, it's not roi lakrov, but a chelik is roi lakrov. Mishnah Vav, we continue. Hakoyim svalavon yishikav v'sechem men bachutz, chayiv. There are two matirim, or rather two chalokim of the matir of a korban mincha. You need the hakrovas hakoymitz v'halavoyna in order to be matir the rest of the mincha la'achila. We'll learn more about Tzimis Hashem soon in Menachos. So let's say he was makriv only half of what's necessary as a matir for the achila of the mincha. Chayiv, each one is a dover bifnei atzmoy that he was mala. So it's chayiv and halo bachutz. Ebloza poyta atchi yakiv. Es Hasheni, Rabbi Loza holds, because in order to be chayiv and halo b'chutz, he has to be makriv the ganze matir. However, echod bifnim, the echod b'chutz, let's say he was already makriv the koymitz bifnim. So now the only thing that you need to be matir this mincha, the only thing which is nitzrach la'grova, in order to be a matir, is only the levayna, or the opposite. Let's say he was makriv already the levoina properly, and now he takes the kaimitz outside. So lemaisa, the one that he took bachutz is chayiv, because then lemaisa, even though originally there's two chalokim of the matir, but over here, right now, it's the only matir that's necessary after the hakrova of the first one. Similar idea. Shnei bezicha levoina. We're talking over here about shnei bezicha levoina on Shabbos, but the lechem aponim are the matirim on the lechem aponim. So every Shabbos it was a hakter krova of shnei bezicha levoina. Hikriv echad mehem bachutz. Chayiv, Rabbi Loza pointed at Shiakov is Hashem. Rabbi Loza holds that hakrova bachutz halo bachutz is only chayiv on the ganze matir, not on chatzi. Same thing we just had. However, echad bifnim, if one was already hukrav bifnim, the echad bachutz, and thereafter one of them bachutz chayiv, because that's the only matir now, and it was brought outside. Hazorik miktsas domim bachutz. Let's say he did one matan domim bachutz chayiv. Why? So, l'chayiv, it should be tali in the machlokes of Elazar and the chachomim that we just had. L'chayiv, if you hold the chayiv on one matter, even though it's not the ganze matter, so on any korban, l'chayiv, there should be a shame, halo bachutz is chayiv. Now, it could be that this din of the Mishnah is taka only according to the Rabbanah, not according to Rabbi Loza. It happens to be, even though Rabbi Loza Oimer is the next words in the Mishnah, that has nothing to do with this statement. This statement is true l'kuli alma. And this needs a word of a hesber. When we talk about Zrikas Dam, it's really we're introducing a new Chiddush. The Torah really, in the Psukim that we quoted in Achri Mois, divides the din of Hakrova / Halob Bachutz into two. One of them is Shchita Bachutz, and one of them is Hakrova Halob. Doesn't say anything about Zrika. And we haven't discussed it yet. We haven't had it yet. L'maisa, the Gemara learns it out of a posuk. It is a shayla. How to learn it? You look at the Tosafot. It brings the machlokes of Rishmol and Rabbi Akiva. One makor is that in the posuk of Shchut Echutz, it says, Dom Yechoshu L'Ishahu Dom Shofach. So the dam over here is marba, even an avoid of spilled blood. Not only the Shchita, because the korbons, kilu dam, was hushchat bachutz, but even the zrika, which is davayd sadam. Another way to learn it, the kiva holds that it's a ribu, it says oy zovach, so it's marba shchut echutz. So it's interesting. Is zrika doimit shchit bachutz? because Dom Shofach is a Tosefos on the din of the Maisa Shvichas Domim of the Shchutei Chutz, or it's a Riboy Oizovach on Halova Chutz. It could be Nafkiminis. I'm going to point out that we spoke on Nafkiminis Gabei when a person's Chayav a Korban on Halova Chutz Laumas Shchutei Chutz. Which one would Zrika Bachutz? But Vinishvi, the din of Zrika Bachutz is that there is a Chiv. And the Gemara adds that Zrika Bachutz, if it's Matona Achas, so normally it's not a Chiddush the fact that Matona Achas is Chayav on, because Matona Achas is the whole matter. Moshe by Korban Shlomim, even a Korban Chatos, Dai Lonu, Bezrika Achas we Paskin. What about by a Chatos Pnimis? Take a look at the Tais Yomtiv, based on the Gemara, that even a Chatos Pnimis that everybody holds it all Dalad Matnois Dam are Ma'akvim Zeh Ezeh, however, when it comes to Zrika Sadam Bachutz, the Chiv would be on Zrika Achas. That's a Tais Yomtiv Din, a Chiddush Din. Even if he does a Ma'is of Nisuch, where Nisuch was poured on Nisuch HaMayim, Nisuch HaYayin. Over here we're talking about Me'ach HaKag, so we're talking about the Mayim was put on the Mizbeach HaChitzoyin. If it was put B'chog, when it's Roy L'Nisuch, during the year Mayim to be Menasuch outside, there's nothing. It's not something that's brought in the Mikdosh. But on Chag, on Tzukis, with his Nisuch HaMayim, so if it's done B'chutz, he's Chayiv. Rebnechem Yoimeh, Shiore Hadom. We're talking over here about Shiore Hadom L'Chatois Pnimiyois, which means that Dalid Matonis were put on the Mizbeach HaPnim. And then Lamaisa, the Shiore Adam was Nishbach al Yusoid Mizbeach HaChitzoid. Shekrivam Bachutz is Chayiv. Why? Because since there's a whole Avoid, it's Ma'akiv. The Halachos B'Chatois HaPnimiyois is that all of the Nesines of Ma'akiv, the Dalid Nesines Bifnim, on the carbon, which is also, it needs the zrikas, keneged aparoichas, etc. So all the zrikas were done by bifnim in the heichel, and then even the shvicha shirayim keneged ayisoid is also ma'akiv. So that is an avoida. Avivad, it's an avoida. It could be chayiv. So belozan in Nechemia amechadish two chidushim. The belozan introduced something that we haven't met up with now in terms of bachutz, which is mei chag bichag. Okay, Nechemia over here is a very big chiddush. We had a Mishnah in Perkei, the Stom of the Mishnah of Ezum Mekoimon, that Shvicha the Hadam of a Chatos Pnimis Bachutz is not Ma'akev. It's Mufurish in Perkei, Mishnah Beis. And now we speak on Ezum Mekoimon that the Stom of the Mishnah is no Machlokes. And Nechemia is Mechadish that Shvicha Shirayim of Chatos Pnimis is Ma'akev. And that's why he says Shiori Adom of Bachutz is Chayev. Lamaisa, we don't pass like him in the Chemia. So that's his chiddush.